Those were a few notes from That's God, another cut off of Glory Someday, the CD that's, how far out is it from being released?
Well, we're going to have the release concert the 23rd of November. It's a Sunday evening.
So you're still actively recording this CD?
Oh, absolutely.
CD.
We're still
in the works.
Still in the production stage.
Just didn't want to mislead the listeners. And this is singer-songwriter Tim Thompson, of course, and his producer and co-writer and bassist Doug Neal talking about this new CD release. And as you mentioned, that'll be a Sunday in November. Now, why the heck am I doing this so far ahead? Because I've been wanting to talk to Tim here forever and ever, and he was suddenly available, and so I thought, let's get it done. But I'll remind listeners that November 23rd at 6 p.m. at Mountain View Baptist Church, that's on Hondo Pass, you will be having your free release concert followed by a Thanksgiving dinner. That'll be sweet. Before I go astray on asking you other questions, tell me more about the musicians playing on the recording.
Well, we got some great musicians playing. Of course, Doug is playing bass, and we have guitar players such as Gary Hollis, who plays with PT and the Cruisers. And
You're rating PT and the Cruisers for this one. Yeah, good choice.
Well, Buddy Winston.
All right, it's almost
Absolutely.
A party. Here we go.
And Patty doesn't know it, but she'll be singing background.
Yeah. Oh, will she?
Okay. She doesn't know it yet.
Okay, you'll let her know. That's Patty T. Scott in
you. We love you,
awesome
Patty.
Voice. Yes, we do. Yes.
We love you,
she's a good lady.
I'm hoping that we'll get Becky to play piano.
Becky Prado.
Oh,
to play piano for us on some stuff.
Where are you recording?
Kind of all over. El Adobe Studios, and but I have my own studio at my house, and Buddy's got a studio, and we just kind of work back and forth, sharing files. And what do you think of that? You know, well, let's do it this way.
Oh, it's amazing. So. It's amazing what you can do now. I mean, the average teenager has in his or her closet what used to be contained in an entire studio, which is one more way of making us obsolete, and I resent it, but that's okay. You got into teaching. Tell me about that experience.
Oh, it's the most wonderful experience in my life. Who would have ever thunk? My wife, Melissa, said, you have to graduate from UTEP before you're 50 because you need to get a job.
She's doing that thing about music not being a job.
So,
huh?
I held it. Well, you know, the difference between a pizza and a guitar player, right? You know, pizza will feed a family of four.
Oh, yes.
So I graduated when I was 50, and I said, nobody's going to hire me, so... First place I applied, I got hired at El Paso High School.
Good for you.
I was scared to death. I was absolutely terrified. But it's been the most remarkable experience. I've been there for 8 years now.
That's awesome. So, do you have children? Do you mind my asking?
Well, yes. My boys are grown up. I have two boys.
Okay. And they're grown and gone.
Oh, they're gone, yeah.
If you have children, it's even more terrifying to face a room full of, especially high school kids, because... You know, you weren't ever sure you were getting through to your own, I kind of feel like.
Well,
how am I going to communicate with these? Do you have kids, Doug?
I got grandkids. And
holy smokes, you went all the way, huh?
Somebody did.
Generations are reproducing.
Yeah, my granddaughter is junior at Baylor. I'm kind of old.
The slow crowd, yes.
Yeah.
And what's your day job again? I know I've asked before.
I manage the Western United States for a company in Missouri.
Do you?
That,
the whole Western United States?
Yeah, from the Missouri River to Hawaii.
Doing what?
They make actually janitorial chemicals and are a manufacturer, and I kind of run the West.
Yeah, it's always these low-key guys, you know, soft-spoken types that have these big day jobs.
I've never been called soft-spoken.
You never know.
In my life. So.
Been called what?
Soft-spoken.
You're just behaving. You're low energy. You probably, you know, you're hypoglycemic or something, right?
you did not mention Eric Bozeman.
Eric Bozeman.
Oh, all right. Gosh, all right.
He's been remarkable on this. He's doing all the drums and percussion and also helping to produce, and we're all kind of have
this is so cool. I mean, it is a wonderful coming together of talent in town. It's just what a neat product. And you are, and now you're teaching, and you're also very, very involved at Mountain View Baptist Church, which is where you're going to be having your CD release concert in November. Talk to me about the influence of your religious life on your music and on your teaching, and how is it factored in? Because your first album was country. On the Best Day of My Life was your second album, which had, I believe, eight original Christian songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your Glory Someday, which is going to be predominantly spiritual music. Talk to me about that.
Well, I just, I love my new life and my relationship with the Lord and the spiritual side of it. First of all, I got cleaned up and things started happening in my life and I got my degree, I got a job, I got a house key.
That Melissa, she's a good gal. She can we mention which Melissa we're talking about?
Oh, sure. I'm married to Melissa Kerr, a wonderful lady who works on the radio here locally.
Yeah, she is a delightful. Hi, Melissa. She's a sweet, sweet lady.
She really is.
So she whipped you into shape, did she?
She did. And so the dog doesn't growl at me anymore when I come home. It's a wonderful thing. On the songwriting side of it, it's just remarkable for me because I don't write about tractors and trucks and broken hearts anymore. Now I feel like I'm writing about really substantial stuff like hope and reasons to go on. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm just very excited about writing Christian music. It's opened the world of ideas and concepts for me to write songs about as well.
And so, Neil, what do you see happening or feel in yourself as you work with his music and with other musicians experiencing Tim's music? Because I know that when you play the songs, they become a part of you. How do you process what he's written?
Well, I actually play Coronado Baptist. I actually play in the worship group there and have for the last 7 years, and St. Mark's before that.
Yeah.
So really on the same wavelength when it gets down to the Lord and the music and the mm-hmm. praise and mm-hmm. basically Christian music with people like Tim and myself and a lot of other people in town is a ministry. Some people preach and some of us make loud noises to the Lord. So like That's God, that song that's in Tim's mm-hmm. new album, mm-hmm. that came actually from a line from Mike Woods, the preacher at Coronado Baptist, was giving his message one day. And he just happened to mention that, and I thought, that's pretty cool. And, no, actually, so you get all these things from all different sources, you know. And so I called Tim, and I said, I got this That's God idea, and mm-hmm. gave it to Tim. And, and we developed the song after that.
Okay.
So that's one of the songs he and I wrote together. So being on the same wavelength about the Lord is pretty helpful.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I do appreciate the fact that when you say music is ministry, really all the art forms are ministries. Mm-hmm. I really think art influences the wavelength of the entire population in whatever the art form is. And sure. I feel like there is that responsibility to choose carefully. So I commend you on really integrating what you believe in with your art. It's a huge gift. My guests today are singer-songwriter Tim Thompson and his producer and co-writer, bassist Doug Neal, talking with us about the release of Tim Thompson's third album called Glory Someday, which is a spiritual, a secular, original mix with one cover on it of Poor Wayfaring Stranger. It is a wonderful compilation of musical skills from some of the finest musicians in town. Put an X on your calendar right now for Sunday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. at Mountain View Baptist Church, 4959 Honda Pass, where there will be a free CD release concert, a great way to celebrate with a Thanksgiving dinner provided by the church. I wish you well, and I look forward to hearing your music and to keeping up with what you're offering the community, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.